Frank Mankiewicz used to say back in the 1970s and 80s when I worked for him that he knew how he'd be described in his New York Times obituary, former aide to Robert Kennedy, which he was. He was there the night Senator Kennedy was shot. He was the one who briefed the press.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968.
I once protested to Frank that his obituary would in fact include another description of him as the president of National Public Radio who put the young NPR on the map. Today, one day after Frank's death of heart failure at age 90, we are both proven right. You can check the obituaries for the details of Frank's career in World War II, in the law, in the Peace Corps, in politics, journalism, public relations. His career here included the first broadcast of a Senate debate and the launch of Morning Edition. He based NPR's first staffer overseas with the BBC in London. That was me. A gaping hole in his last budget ended his tenure with NPR on a sour note, but it didn't end my admiration and affection for him. Frank was one of the most accomplished and entertaining men I have ever known. He loved a good joke. When he was urged to observe the 7th anniversary of this program, he got on the paging system and announced, "All things considered, is 7 years old. If it were a dog, it would be 49. He loved baseball, especially the Cardinals. For several years, he went to spring training, even after he had to admit that it was no longer for the entertainment of his sons, Josh and Ben. It was for him. Back in 1981, as NPR's president, he filed an essay from Florida about spring training for sports writers.
In the Florida springtime, the rookies and the veterans get ready for the season to come. But here in the press box, it's also training time. The writers and the broadcasters, the traffickers in the most durable cliches of our culture, they're working hard too, getting ready for the season. The first few days, we work with the simple stuff. He came to play. Does he have a jump on the ball? And then, with a few weeks to go, we try for the solid stuff. You'll hear, as sure a sign of spring as the crocus or the forsythia, this club will go as far as the pitching will take it. And if you're lucky, somebody will say, it's a game of inches. They play in the sunshine here in Florida in the spring, and they play on grass. It excuses almost any verbal excess. For National Public Radio, this is Frank Mankiewicz in St. Petersburg, rounding into mid-season form.
Our condolences to Frank's widow, Patricia O'Brien, and the rest of the family. Frank Mankiewicz died last night in Washington, D.C.